pennies, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner and Grandpappy Spears in the Jot'em Down store engaged in a game of checkers. Listen.
Yeah, go ahead, Abner. It's your move.
I know it is, Grandpap. I know it. I'm studying this situation over here.
Yeah, whereabouts did you say Lum was at today?
Oh, he's over at his place. Let's see now, where did you move last? That right there, weren't it?
Yeah, I believe that was it. It's been so long ago, I forgot.
That was it. I'm keeping up with it.
What's Lum doing over home? Is he ailing?
No. Yeah. There. That's my move right there. Go ahead. It's your turn.
I know it. I always follow you.
Well, all right. Go ahead.
Follow me. That's just about what I wanted you to do. Let's see now.
Lum ain't ailing, Grandpap. He's sitting over at his place waiting for a telephone call from some radio program.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir, I believe I'll just shove this man right down there and see what you can do about it.
That don't worry me a bit. Not one bit in
the
world.
When you have to jump me, you know.
I know it. It's what I want to do. Wait a minute here. Do I not? Better look this over a little bit more here.
Some radio program, huh?
Yeah. Looks like about all I can do is jump you, I reckon.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Now, what's this? Let's see. Got two ways to do it. What have I got myself into here?
He said it's some radio program from Fort Smith, I believe it is. They give away $500. All you got to do to get it is just be at home if they called you up.
Yeah, I guess I better do it this way. $500, huh? Just for being at home?
If they called you up.
Uh-huh.
See, they pick out some telephone number at ransom, and that's the one they call. They cover the whole state of Arkansas.
The whole state?
Yep, the whole state.
Yeah. How does Lum know he's the one they're going to pick at ransom, though?
Well, he don't know it for sure, Grandpap, but he figures that he better not take a chance on being away from home just in case they would happen to call him.
Oh, Sassafras, they ain't gonna call him.
Well, that's what I tried to tell him. But the program's on this afternoon, and he said he just felt it in his bones that this is his lucky day.
And he's just wasting his time, I can tell him that.
Of course he is. But he's just getting so desperate for a way to raise that $300 to pay for that pianer, he'll try anything.
Oh, well, I don't blame him. He just got that thing on 30 days trial, ain't he?
I know it. He's got to pay for it, or they're going to take that pianer out of the church, and then he will be in a spot, because everybody in town thinks he's made the church a present of it, you know.
Well, he had no business giving it to him in the first place.
Well, he was in a spot where he couldn't do nothing else, Grandpap. He had to do anything. They sent it over by mistake, and everybody thought he meant it, and, well, he just couldn't back out of it. And they's all bragging on him so much, you know.
$300.
Yeah, he's got to raise it some way or other.
Yeah, go ahead and move, Abner. You're holding up the game here.
See now. What was it? I had something pretty good studied up here, too. What was it I had in mind to do now?
How can they afford to give away $500, reckon?
I don't know. They do it, though. Yes, rich, I reckon. Let's see. Oh, yeah, here's what I was going to do. Right there's where I'm going to move, Mr. Milford Avery Spears.
Don't worry about me, Mr. Abner Finley Peabody. I'll find a way out of this.
Let's see.
I'll find a way out. Don't rush me.
I can just see old Lum sitting over there staring at that telephone right now.
Yeah.
I bound you he'd jump 10 foot in there if that thing started ringing.
Yeah, more than likely.
Yeah, well.
Is that program on now?
Let's see. What's that clock up there say? Yeah, it must have started about 5 minutes ago. It goes on at 3:00, I believe he said.
Can't Can you listen to it and hear whose name they pick out to call?
Yeah, sure. But Lom can't, because his radio set's busted.
Well, why don't he go somewhere else and listen to their radio?
Well, he can't do that, Grandpap. He's got to be at his own home when the telephone call comes through. That's a rule of the game.
Yeah, that's right, sure.
Sure, if he's sitting someplace else listening to their radio and he wants to hear them call out his name, he'd lose his mind.
Yeah.
So there he is, just sitting there over at his place with nothing to do but just sit there and look at that telephone.
Yeah. Reckon what he would do if they called him up.
Oh, no telling, no telling at all. Nervous as that Lom is.
$500 is a lot of money.
I know it is. It sure is. Lord, yes. I'd love to get that much just by answering the telephone.
Oh, I'd do it for a heap less.
But I ain't going to just sit around home waiting for a call like that to come in. I know that.
Oh, no, I wouldn't either. Things just don't happen that way.
No, no.
I'm surprised Lom ever fell for Idy like that.
Yeah. Well, it's like I said, he's just so desperate he'll do anything, you know. He's got to raise that money. Go ahead, Grandpa. Move there. Don't hold up the game.
I thought it was your move.
No, sir. I'm waiting on you. I move right down here. Right there. Don't you recollect? Moved it from right there to here.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yep.
Yeah, let me see here. Let me study.
I'd just love to know what old Lom would do if they'd call him up.
Oh, he'd blow his top. Clip his lid.
Yeah.
Snap his cap right there.
I'd just love to be over there peeking in the window if that telephone was to ring about now.
More than likely fall down and break his neck before he got to the telephone.
Oh, he'd stumble at least once, I know.
Yeah, hurry up, Abner. Hit your move. Done made mine.
He did. Where?
Right there, that and right there.
Oh.
You seen me do.
Yeah, all right. I ain't arguing. You know, Grandpap, I was just thinking. Why don't we call old Lom up?
Call him up?
Yeah.
Us?
Yeah. I bound you he'd have a nervous crackdown.
Oh, yeah. That would be a good joke.
Oh, that would be a gooder.
Yeah, what'd we say to him?
Oh, I don't know. Wouldn't have to say nothing, I don't reckon. Just ring the phone and hang up.
Well, wait a minute, Toy. I got a better idea. Why don't we call him up and act like we're that radio program? That'd sure get him going.
Well, yeah, but don't you reckon that he'd know our voices, old Grandpa?
Yeah, we shouldn't disguise him. In his condition, he wouldn't recognize nothing.
Oh, maybe not. Well, let's do it then. You want me to talk to him or you want to do it?
You go ahead. You know him better than I do.
Yeah, you know, I'll try.
Now, put it on good.
I will. I can keep from busting out laughing.
Yeah.
Doggett, I'd love to be aware just to see him head for that phone.
$500 to one, sis.
He'd jump straight up there. Reckon what I ought to say to him, Grandpa.
Oh, just ask for Mr. Edwards and tell him you're the radio program calling. What's the name of that program?
I believe it's called Money Every Monday, I believe it is.
Money Every Monday, huh?
Yeah, I believe that's it. Pretty sure that's what they call it.
Yeah, that ought to be close enough anyway. Use that.
Yeah. Hey, just tell him I'm that program calling, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, Lord. I wouldn't take nothing for this chance.
Ask him if he can identify himself anyway.
Huh?
Tell him he's got to prove he's him before he can get the money.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait a minute. There he is. Must have been standing right there with his hand on the receiver.
Yeah.
Just listen to him once.
Yeah, well, let me hear.
Do you ever hear some old hellos in your life?
He don't need no telephone. They can hear him clean to Fort Smith.
Yeah.
Better talk to him before he busts a blood vessel there.
Yeah, right, straighten up. Hello? Is this Mr. Edwards? Mr. L. Edwards?
You sound an awful lot like Abner there.
Well, this is the Money Every Monday program on the radio. Hello? Hello? Hey, Lom?
What's the matter?
I don't know. He must have fainted. He started to say something, then I heard a big thud, and that was all.
Yeah, that's what he done, all right. He's fainted.
Yeah, sure as a whirl.
Eh? Worked out better than I thought it would. Well, we sure fooled him.
Yeah. I know I oughtn't to laugh, but it is funny, Grandpa. Well, we better go over and help him up, I reckon.
Yeah, or two. Better get your hat there.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Where'd I put that thing now? Yeah, here it is.
Wait a minute. I believe we can finish this checker game first.
I
just got a couple of more moves, and I'll have you.
You have me? Why, you ain't figured out your last move yet.
I did, Donnie. I moved right there.
You did? Right there, huh?
That's it.
Oh, well, that's different. Let's see here. This game is far from being over, I can tell you that right now.
That's what you think.
Well, I'll just move this little old man right down there. Well, we better go over to Lum's place now.
Wait a minute. Hold on here. Let me make one more move.
Well, hurry up, then. Lum might have hurt himself when he said.
Yeah, I know it. I know it. Got to get right over there. There. There's my move. Come on, let's go.
Yeah, just a minute. Just a minute. I believe I can work you into a trap here now.
Lum might need us.
I know he does. I know he does. Can't waste a minute getting over. Not a minute. No, sir. I don't get there. You'll never get out of that. Never.
No, I don't know.
Grandpap, Lum might be hurt pretty bad. Come on. Now, wait a minute. You can't move that man. You're moving backwards there, Grandpap. Oh, well, hello, Cedric. I never seen you come in.
Did you hear the news about Mr. Lum?
About Lum?
Yes, Mom. I was listening to some radio program just now, and they called up Mr. Lum to give him $500, but the line was busy, so they called some feller in Waldron and give him the money. $500.
Poor old Lum, and how he needed that $500.